हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके पे पधारे गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
प्यार से ही वतन मीठे से वतन
ओम शांति। Today, the ocean of love, Father, has come to meet his loving children. The children remembered and said, "My Baba, come." So the father says, "My lovely children, there is so much attraction in love. That every child made the father belong to him, and the father, by saying "my children," made them merge in him. It's a wonder that the children said, "My Baba." This why has so much love filled in it. And therefore, the father also said, "My children, love makes, see what love makes from what? See from what love makes into what? Today, Bap Dada is seeing how, but today Bap Dada on seeing the waves of love flowing on each one's forehead is very happy. So Bap Dada is very happy to see the waves of love flowing on each child's forehead. Love. Through love, the heart is pulled and is made to belong to that one who loves. So, today, Bap Dada is very happy to see these waves of love flowing. So Baba is giving drishti all around and feeling these waves of love everywhere, and the children are absorbed in Baba's love. Just now, Bap Dada is making you do a drill for 5 minutes. With the power of your mind, all the souls in the world, especially your devotees and all the unhappy, peaceless souls who are invoking you and crying out, give us some peace, give us a handful of happiness, help us, save us. So, to such souls, while sitting here, you should emerge these souls. You are able to hear their voices, aren't you? Save us, save us. So, with the power of your mind, give them the rays of peace and happiness with the power of your mind. Give the rays of peace and happiness to such souls. Or send the rays of peace and happiness to such souls with the power of your mind. So Baba has gone into silence and is wanting us to do this exercise of sending the rays of peace and happiness to the distressed souls who are crying out for peace and happiness. This service through the mind
saddened me.
You should do this service through the mind. Again and again, from time to time, during the whole day. Because along with the Father, even you children are world servers. Along with the Father, even you children are world servers. Just as you serve through the mind, through words, just as you serve, you become instrumental in serving through words throughout the day. Similarly, from time to time in between, practice serving with your mind also. Actually, you also will get benefited by doing it. Why? You also will get benefited by doing it. Why? Because if your mind stays busy in service,
beach.
So if your mind stays busy in service, then Maya, which comes in between, will not make you have waste thoughts. Because Maya interferes a great deal. And if you do service in this way, with your mind, you will become free from that. You won't have to labor. Now, Bap Tata is asking you if Bap Tata would ask you, how are you? Then what do you answer? You say that you are making efforts
Sada.
But then it is not all the time. It is only sometimes. And therefore, Bap Dada, so now Bap Dada wishes to see this record of all the children. The word sometimes. Should finish. The word sometimes should finish. Can it be possible that you finish this word sometime? You do say, don't you? It will finish at some time. I'm doing it sometime. We will be ready sometime. You use this word sometime very often, don't you? Or you say, we are becoming. We are to become that. Or we have to become that. Iske instead of saying we are to become or we are becoming, you should say now. You should say now. You be ever ready. Can you become ever ready? Why you are told that? Because this practice of being ever ready will enable you to become the conqueror of Maya, and thereby the conqueror of the mind and the conqueror of the world. So this sanskar of being a conqueror has to be made by you for a long time, for a long period. Because only when you make this sanskar of being a conqueror for a long period of time, will you at the end also be able to maintain that stage or stabilize yourself in that stage. This sanskar of a long period of time will make you victorious, will make you victorious and thereby make you the bead of the rosary of the victorious.
Pass with honor, burning.
You will pass with honor, with honors.
Pass with honor.
Not merely pass, but you will pass with honors.
To bolo.
So, say, you have this courage, don't you? Do you have this courage? You have to pass with honors, is it not? Those who those who have been worshipped from Copper Age onwards up to now actually are the ones who are the beads of the Rosary of the Victorious. You have this pure, determined thought, is it not, of becoming the bead of the rosary of the victorious. You want to become that, is it not? Every day at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada, every day Bap Dada looks at his beads of the rosary of the victorious. And celebrates a special meeting with them. So do you see yourselves as the beads of the rosary of the victorious? There is also the other rosary of 16,108, but then that becomes the second rosary. The first one is of 108, the special rosary. Which is worshipped and praised, which is in praise of the victorious ones, is the first rosary. Therefore, therefore, today, Bap Dada was looking at those beads of the rosary of the victorious. Because they are the companions of Brahma Baba who will rule with him in the kingdom. Therefore, today Brahma Baba today, Brahma Baba was seeing his children who are the fast effort makers and will claim the throne.
Oh, no,
to the future sovereignty. Of course, there will be only two sitting on the throne, but then those who claim the right to the sovereignty belong to the first rosary. Therefore, have you checked yourself where you are? Of course, you will all return home with Bap Dada. Because now it is a return journey of all of you. As it is, you have to go back, is it not? You have to go back with the Father and not alone. You don't have to go back alone. You have to go with the Father back home. So, in order, who will be those beads who will be close to the Father and return with the Father together? Who will be those beads? Those who have been intense effort makers for a long time. Not those who make effort sometime, or who are not intense effort makers, but who will be close? Those who are intense effort makers and constant effort makers. Only they will become equal to the Father and be the rulers there. So, what do you think? Are you doing intense effort? Those who think that they are intense effort makers, they are in the line of intense effort makers. They raise their hand, those who think that they are in the line of intense effort makers. Raise your hand high. You are raising it very little. Raise it high. Raise your hand high if you think you are an intense effort maker. Many are raising their hand. Raise your hand high again. Raise your hand high. Not little. Raise it high. Good. Bap Dada sees the chart of all the children every day. And the children are clapping because Bap Dada sees the chart of the children every day. majority are intense effort makers. But then there are also who add this word sometime in their efforts. But why is Baba saying this? Because you have, because attention please. So why is Baba saying this? To draw your attention. Attention please. There should not be upheaval in a subtle way too in your thoughts. You have to be unshakable, immovable. With pure thoughts. With pure thoughts or having pure thoughts, and that also you have to be for a long period of time. Many children speak very sweetly when they converse with Baba. They say, Baba, we will definitely become ready. The time will come closer, the situations will lead to upheavals, then disinterest will come automatically. But then who will be your teacher if the disinterest comes because of those upheavals? Who's your teacher? Is time your teacher or is Baba your teacher? Time is actually your creation. So Baba is giving you the signal.
Kattivar Pursharan.
intense effort of a long time will enable you to pass with honors at the end. Of course, all of you will pass. But in order to pass with honors, you will need constant, continuous effort. And that too in an intense way. Only then you can attain that stage. This is why Bhaktada says, it says to note today's date. Note today's date. Today is 17th of February 2011. Baba is saying note today's date. If you say sometime, even now, we will be calm, we will be able to do it, we will attain. These words if they continue even from now onwards, then you may not attain the goal. But Baba is not saying these words. He stopped there. Of course, Baba has love for all the children. He has love even for the last bead of the rosary, because the child at least said, "My Baba," from the heart. Even the big souls, the big people of today's world, they don't say, "My Baba." But that soul at least accepts my Baba. This is why Baba has love for that child also. Of course, the father has love for all the children, even for the one who is at the end, who is last, because it is love which has made you belong to Baba. Baba has also said that majority of the children have love, and this love will continue, but it's not only love which matters, but you need power also with that. There is need of intense effort too. This is why You have to pay more attention. Shivratri is about to come. Along with the descent of the father, it is also the descent of the children. Therefore, Bap Dada wishes that on this Shivratri day, every child, instead of making ordinary efforts, should become an intense effort maker. Everyone should make a determined thought to become an intense effort maker. So, can that be possible? Each one should make a determined thought with himself. There's no need to write. There's also no need to tell this in the class, in front of everyone, that you are making a determined effort, determined thought. But then in your heart, make a determined thought that by Shivratri, I will finish this word sometime from my dictionary of effort. I will finish this word sometime from my dictionary of efforts. Can it be possible? Those who think that it's not a big thing to finish this word sometime, you think of it and it's done. You keep the courage and it is done. So those who have this courage, raise your hand. We'll finish the word sometime from the dictionary. Oh, you pleased Baba very well. What about this side? Okay, good. Bap Dada has faith in the children, and therefore Bap Dada is congratulating all of you multi-million times. Wah, children, wah. You are courageous. Your courage and Baba's help will definitely be there. But now, do one thing. Do one thing for keeping your mind busy. Like Baba has said before, apply a dot, a full stop. I am a dot and I have to apply a dot. And I have to see everyone as a dot. When you will see everyone as a dot, as a point of light, then you will not have any other thought. You have to also keep the attention of doing service with your mind. There are so many souls who are crying out in sorrow. You have to serve them, and for that use your mind more in this type of service. Serving with your mind is a great service. It will benefit those sorrowful souls and it will also benefit you. Just as when you serve with words, the service keeps increasing because you serve from the heart. The quantity is increasing. The centers are increasing. The service through words is good for majority of you, not everyone, but for majority of you, the service with words is good. But now, you have to continue to do service with your mind. You have to give a handful of peace and happiness with your mind to all. Don't allow your mind to stay free. Do the service of giving powers with your mind. Do service of speech through your mouth. Through actions, do service of giving virtues. Through contact and relationships, give happiness to others. In this way, keep your mind busy. Keep your mind busy in this way.
Sare vishwa mein
So who are the richest souls in the world? It's you. Is it not? You have received so many treasures. Now use your treasures in service. The more you use these treasures in service, the more will your treasures grow. This is why just as you do pay attention to serving the self, similarly you have to pay attention in serving the unhappy, desperate souls of the world. Pay attention to that too, because people are crying out a lot. You are not able to hear them that much. Majority of souls in every home, there is some or the other type of sorrow. Who else can give happiness to such distressed souls? Who else? It's you, is it not? So, check how much you serve with your mind throughout the day. Just as you give time to yourself, similarly, how much time you give to others by serving them with your mind. You are merciful souls, aren't you? Therefore, you have to have mercy on distressed souls. There's a song, is it not? O Mother and Father, have mercy on us, the miserable distressed souls. Bap Dada is able to hear so many cries. You are not able to hear that much, but now you have to hear. Where will they go? They are your brothers and sisters, aren't they? So give benefit to yourself by keeping your mind busy and dispel the sorrow of the sorrowful souls. They are crying a great deal. Bap Dada is able to hear them, and at that time he remembers the children and says, oh my lovely children, oh my long lost now found children. Now imbibe this virtue of mercy. have a cooperate with each other in the Brahmin family also, whatever type of sanskar the other one may have. But what is your work, your task? What do you have to do? Do you have to clash with him in sanskars, or you have to cooperate with him? What is your title? Your title is bestower of happiness and dispeller of sorrow, is it not? You are companions of the Father, are you not? As companions of the Father, what determined thought have you made in your mind that we will free the souls from distress, from sorrow and unhappiness, and establish peace and happiness in this world? Isn't that your determined thought? Is it not your determined thought to establish peace and happiness in the world, or you just want to see the peacelessness and sorrow in the world? But you're the ones who have to change it. Whether it's a Brahmin soul, don't keep watching him and see what he's doing, but then help him to change. Help him to change through words and through thoughts. You have to help souls. Bab Dada keeps hearing the sounds of children. Whatever you want to tell Baba, you tell Baba, give it to Baba, and then follow the directions of Baba. Bab Dada is then responsible. And his companions, the near and dear children, the instrument children. So, instead of making your mind have waste thoughts, do this task of giving peace and happiness to the distressed souls, whether they are Brahmin souls or anyone else, but you have to cooperate with them. You have to cooperate with them. Okay. Okay, all the first timers, they stand up. All the first timers stand up. All the first timers stand up. Did all of you see so many first timers? All those who have come for the first time to Madhuban, stand up. Okay, you may sit down. To all those who have come for the first time, in front of the whole gathering, Bhaktada is celebrating your birthday. For those who have come for the first time, Baba is celebrating your birthday in the whole gathering. Although you may have been in connection for a long time, but here you have come to meet Baba for the first time, so the whole Brahmin family is celebrating your birthday today. Bhaktada is happy. Bhaktada is not saying that you have been in connection for a long time, that's okay, but then you have come to meet Bhaktada for the first time and therefore Baba is celebrating your birthday in the gathering. You are receiving the congratulations, greetings of so many souls. But now, for the future, you should think, that although you have come quite late, as the establishment took place long time ago, and you have come quite late comparatively, but then whatever time is left for the establishment to be completed, you have to make intense effort and don't waste any more time from now onwards, and in 1 second do the work of 10 minutes. In 1 second do the work of 10 minutes. Pay attention. You can move as much forward you want to move with your intense efforts. So on behalf of all the Brahmins, on behalf of the Father, Bap Dada is giving you good wishes and congratulating you. Baba is speaking to the first timers. Okay, what is to be done? What is after this?
Baba Seva Katan, UP Banaras or Paschim Nepal ka hai.
So
8,000 aaye hain. Sabhi
8,000 sevadharis have come from UP, whole UP, Uttar Pradesh, Banaras, West Nepal. Sevadharis, UP zone. Now those who are first timers in this UP zone, they sit down. The others of UP zone keep standing. The teachers of UP are standing in the front. It is good. In UP, many devotees come from everywhere. So, as much as possible, as far as possible, keep giving message to the bhagats, to the devotees. Your task is to give the message and to create the fortune, how much they create, how much they create is in their hand. But they should not complain and say that they did not come to know that our Father has come. Our Father has come and He is giving us the inheritance. That this message you did not give to us, let this complaint not come to you. If you would have told us, we would have claimed at least some inheritance. So if you don't give this message, then the complaint will come. Therefore, to all those of UP, Bap Dada says, because Ki Baba keeps getting the news of the service you do, so as far as possible, do your part of giving the message. It is easy for you to give the message. Brahma Baba also Jagatamba, Mama, has had great love for UP. You know, Baba and Mama used to go to Kanpur so often. So Baba, Mama has great love for UP. Baba, Mama used to go to UP very often, as he used to go to Bombay often. But he also used to go to UP often. So, where Brahma Baba tread, that land, that place is so fortunate. Lucknow and Kanpur, both these places have claimed this fortune because Baba went there often. Bombay also had this fortune. But now it's UP's turn, and therefore Baba is telling to UP. The drops of teachings of mother and father have been received by UP directly. So what have you to do further now? You do seva through melas and other big programs, but according to the need of the hour, what Baba says, he has told earlier also that you have to create heirs. You have to create heirs and mics. Mics, when Baba says, it means those who are well known. And when they say something, the impact of their words is great on the people who hear him. He is considered to be a mic. So prepare such mics. Similarly, prepare heirs too. How many centers are there in UP? So many, no? Many centers in UP. So prepare heirs in every center. Create a group of heirs. You have to show how many heirs there are, how many centers there are, and how many heirs have been created. And if you think that not many heirs are there and more heirs should be there, then you should do that task quickly, because don't delay. You never know what will happen when. Therefore, do not delay anymore and create heirs and mics as soon as possible. Mics are those who, if they say anything, that the impact of their words is on many other souls, so that their fortune is also awakened. Those who are older in Gyan, they have done a lot of service. Now, the older ones have to make others do service. Create those ones who can do service. You have already done a lot of service, so create those ones who can do service. You can do this work, can't you? All the teachers, raise your hand. Teachers of UP.
Teachers, people.
There are so many teachers of UP. So many of them. You have to prepare as many as you are. Each center should take the responsibility, whether it's a big center or a small center. Each center has to give some proof of service, of serving air souls and mic souls, because you can't trust time now. Anything can happen anytime. Anything can happen anytime. This is why all the zones which come, or even if they haven't come yet, which have all the zones which have come, and even if some zones haven't come, Baba is telling to all the zones that now move forward. Your classes will go on. The quantity is also increasing. But now, as you have to become the instruments and make others serve, you help them to serve. And Bab Dada has seen that in every zone there are such souls who can become instrumental. So, those of UP, what do you have to do? First of all, serve the devotees. Although there are few who say that they are devotees, but there are devotees. Make them receive the fruit of their bhakti. They are working very hard. Otherwise, it's good. Bab Dada has seen that children are moving forward, and there are more chances of moving forward. There are many, many lovely children. They have taken direct sustenance from Brahma Baba. You are doing service, not that you are not doing service, but you have to now increase the speed. To have the turn of doing service, seva, means doing yajna seva, yajna service. It also means to the seva to create one's fortune. In your centers, in your centers, how many students will come? But here, when you come to serve, you are serving so many Brahmins. And Although it may be said that you are serving souls, but you are actually coming here to create your fortune. Through the serving of souls, you are creating your fortune. This is also a good chance of increasing your charity. Increasing charitable actions. You are doing good service. Yes, all the zones do very good service. Bap Dada hasn't got any report or any complaints of anything. You are doing very good service. Yeah, Baba is asking Muni Ben. They are doing very good service, aren't they? All the dadis are also congratulating you for doing good service. So many Pandavas come too. Pandavas are no less. There are many such types of service which only Pandavas can do. Only brothers can do. This is why Bap Dada and all the Madhuban Nivasis are congratulating the Pandavas. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, is samay 10 wings aayi hai.
10 wings are here. Business wing, education wing, youth, religion wing, politicians wing, sports wing, spark. Women's wing and cultural wing. About 2,000 Brahmins have come who are from different wings. About 2,000. Youth wing, education wing, sports wing, politicians wing, engineers, scientists wing also, and spark, art and cultural wing. Bap Dada says, Bap Dada saw your flags, now you may put your flags down. Put your flags down. Whatever banners you are holding, put them down. Bap Dada has seen that all the wings which have come, they are doing very well since from the time the wings have started. The zeal and enthusiasm for service and everyone has grown tremendously. Each one has understood his responsibility that I have to do it. This is why This is why every wing is doing its service and thereby increasing the number of students in every center. Baba keeps receiving the news, the report. But now one thing, that all the wings have to pay attention to one thing, that all those who have become instruments, that is, all those to whom you have served, you have to serve them in such a way that you fix a day and then invite all those VIPs, all those instruments as VIPs who have been served, invite them in one place. First invite them in the zone and then call them to Madhuban. So fix a date in every zone and the VIPs of that zone be called in one place and served. And when one does it, then the others follow, they too get the zeal and enthusiasm to do, and thereby the service increases in this way. Therefore, even in order to increase the zeal and enthusiasm in souls, you may fix one place with the suggestions, take suggestions and then fix that place and date when you can invite all the VIPs there and serve them together, and then they can come to Madhuban. But first it should be in your zone. Through this you'll come to know how many mics have become ready, how many cooperative souls have become ready, and how much each one of you can help others, help each one. Each zone can help other zones. Each wing can help other wings. In this way, the enthusiasm will increase and the enthusiasm will grow to do more and more. Then you can call them to Madhuban. Is it okay? Is it okay? Raise your hand if you think it's okay. 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 Bap Dada has made all of you stand together. So Bap Dada is telling to all the wings separately by name. So Baba is not mentioning each one's name separately, but then Baba says Baba is is giving Yad Pya to each one separately. Bap Dada is happy with you. Seeing your zeal and enthusiasm of service, Bap Dada is very happy. Is it okay? You can clap for them. Now stop it. Baba is also, Baba told them to clap and now Baba has to tell them to stop clapping. Now just as you are standing here, so Baba is telling Muniben to take each name of each wing and they raise their business wing. Business wing, raise your hand. Wave to Baba and this will give your introduction to Baba. Raise your hand or business wing. Okay. So Bap Dada saw you and also congratulated you. And also gave the plan of service for you. So special congratulations to you. Okay, now you sit down. Now the next wing. Education wing. Those of the education wing, raise your hand. Those of the education wing, raise your hand. Some are sitting right at the back. Yeah.
Education wings
वाले हाथ उठाएंगे ऊपर. Those of education wing, raise your hand.
इधर भी है.
So education wing. Bap Dada is giving sweets to you for your zeal and enthusiasm. Okay, you may sit down. Now, third wing. Third wing.
अभी youth wing वाले खड़े होंगे सभी.
Youth.
Sorry, हाथ हिलाएंगे.
Youth wing. Wave to Baba. Youth wing, wave to Baba. Dadi Ratan Mohini is also standing. Youth, prepare such a group. There are sisters also in this group. Youth prepare a record of how many youth have followed all the disciplines, principles right from the beginning up to now and show this record to the government. Bring them in front of the government and show to the government that how these youth follow all the disciplines, then this will be a great service. Okay, you may now sit. Now those of religious wing. Religious wing.
religious dharmic.
Religious wing. Manoram, ab ancestor Manoram.
Politicians wing wale haath upar karenge. ये स्पोर्ट्स वाले हैं बाबा जिन्होंने निशानी लगाई है. स्पोर्ट्स विंग वाले हाथ ऊपर करिए.
दिस इज स्पोर्ट्स विंग हैविंग द द द टाई और द स्कार्फ राउंड देयर नेक. Okay, next. So you heard what you have to do now? That you have to do. Then Bap Dada will see the result and then invite them to Madhuban. So, congratulations for moving forward in service. And women's wing. Women's wing. Varg. So, women's wing. Women's wing means the women who live in their household and lead a lotus-like life. So you should make a record of how many women have come to Baba. So make a list of that, how many have been served through this women's wing. How many families have come to Baba, that every zone should make a list of, and then you tell, because people think that those who come to Brahma Kumaris, they have to leave their home. Of course, this thought is not that much as it was before, but still people are afraid. They say they may have to leave home, to renounce home if they come to Brahma Kumaris. But when they will see you, they will have the confidence, and you can show to the government too that how we live in our family and do service of humanity. Because people ask you what service have you all done, so you can say that how we serve other women. Therefore, also those women who have come to Baba after the service of this women's wing has grown, they should come together. Okay, this is Gram Vikas. This is a rural development.
Gram Vikas.
Rural wing. Rural wing. Rural service is the best service, serving the villages. Because the villages, the villagers, they are very simple, they are very humble, and they keep themselves occupied in their work. They work very hard. Therefore, you need to give happiness to the villagers. You do give lectures, but then let the villagers experience let the villagers feel that they are giving us so much happiness. So serve them in such a way that they give regard to you and say that these people have given us so much happiness. Because if anyone gets an experience, he will never forget. Give them this experience of happiness. So take this result out. How many souls get an experience of happiness? How many souls in how many villages got that happiness and in this way came close to Baba? Okay, you may sit down.
Cultural wing wale sabhi khade honge haath.
Cultural wing.
Cultural wing.
Cultural wing, big group, cultural wing, art and culture. So those of the cultural wing are doing very good service through this wing. Baba has seen that many souls of this wing have come close to the yajna and are playing their part in seva. Baba has also seen how they make them move forward in this service and make them also do service. Whatever Baba has said, Baba said at the wing, at the beginning, that many experienced souls of the cultural wing will come. The Baba would say at the beginning that those people who write songs, who sing songs, who are in the cultural art and culture wing, they will come to you. So now they are coming to you and make them do service. So in this way the voice will spread that the Brahma Kumaris are serving the people of the cultural wing too. And they are talking about character building to those of the cultural wing. Many good ones are coming, singers, actors, they are coming. So along with culture, you are also teaching them or telling them about character. So keep on moving forward in this way and make others move forward. Okay, you may sit down. Is it over? Spark ring. 800 have come in spark ring. Spark ring. Spiritual applications and research center, spark wing. 800 are in this wing.
Spark, Baba. Spark.
Spark wing. Spiritual application and research center, spark. Ramesh Bhai. Doing a lot of research. Those of the spark wing are also doing their job well. Bab Dada has seen. That everyone is doing very well in his wing and making souls become experienced. Baba has seen that how you are working hard and creating new points and serving intellectually to souls and thereby serving. You are making many companions. Make more and more companions and create such a group, create such a gathering which goes in front of the government and tells the government of what they are doing. Each wing should prepare in such a way to meet the government and tell them what they are doing, because each there's a ministry, you know, each profession's ministry is there. So you can approach the ministry of your wing and tell about the service you are doing. Double foreigners from 80 countries, 750 double foreigners. Please stand up, all the double foreigners. From 80 countries, 750 Brahmins from 80 countries. Wave to Baba. Hi, raise your hand high. And wave to Baba. Bap Dada saw all the programs the double foreigners did this time. You worked very hard with great love with each group.
Why you wonder me?
And you did all this in the atmosphere of Madhuban. And therefore, many had very good experiences. Many had very good experiences, and these experiences were filled with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. This is why Bap Dada liked it very much of whatever you did this time, the training you, those who gave training and those who took training, all had lots of zeal and enthusiasm which Bap Dada saw. And at one time, so many took benefit. It was at one time there were so many benefits. One was such a big family met together, and you all met together in one family, and you had your own group meetings. So only in Madhuban this can happen, and you are very clever to have all this here in Madhuban. Bap Dada is very happy with you all. Bap Dada heard news of the transformation in you because you did these meetings in Madhuban, and because whatever instructions you all get in Madhuban, whatever you are told in Madhuban, and the realization of that comes very easily here because of the atmosphere. So you got the atmosphere, you got the company of the gathering, and some of you must have met each other after a long time too. So you stayed together, you sat together, you worked together, and also you were refreshed together. So it was many benefits at the same time. Bap Dada liked it very much. But now, you got many benefits, no doubt, but then as many benefits you got here, that much you have to do it in the practical form and become an instrument of that. Become an instrument yourself, or whatever you have received here, make it part of your life, and then inspire other souls to do the same. Can you do it? Because Bap Dada liked all your plans very well, very much. Baba heard a few of them. Baba liked them very much. Your method of doing all this is also very good. So Baba is happy that double foreigners are working very hard upon themselves. They are paying attention to the self, and you have all turned into one tree of sandalwood. You are different branches of different countries who have come together and become one tree of sandalwood. You have turned into one tree of sandalwood. So Bap Dada observed that all of you who have come, you have understood Brahmin culture very well. You have made this Brahmin culture very strong, and you will continue to move forward in this more and more. You have this faith, and it is destined in the drama too. It is destined to become that. Om Shanti. Baba Singh, Om Shanti. You have worked very well. The main teachers, to them, Bap Dada is giving special congratulations to the teachers. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Yes, you may all sit down. Is it over? And Muni Ben is saying, yes, now Yaad Pyar. Today, everyone in Madhuban, whether upstairs or downstairs, wherever they are, and also how many have come? BK Colony, Madhuban Nivasis, BK Colony, Hospital, how many are here? All Madhuban Nivasis, Hospital Nivasis, Abu Nivasis, BK Colony, everyone. You also get up. Baba's telling. See, they do. The biggest, Baba's looking at Raju Bhai. How he is typing all the time. And immediately he sends the mudli because he's typing while Baba is speaking. So congratulations to you, Raju Bhai. Baba is telling Raju Bhai, special congratulations to you. If you Madhuban Nivasis would not be there, then how would all this happen? You see, they come and you come here, you stay here comfortably, you eat here. So it is because of these Madhuban Nivasis. We clap for the Madhuban Nivasis. Bap Dada knows that as the space is less here, so many Madhuban Nivasis have to sit far and listen. This also is service because so many Madhuban Nivasis haven't come from Pandav Bhavan or Gyan Sarovar. They are watching Baba upstairs, and there are so many, you know, outside too. But this is, you have become bestowers of happiness because you are giving happiness to others who have come to meet Baba. So you have renounced your comfort in order to give happiness to others. This is the work of Madhuban Nivasis, to give happiness and receive happiness. because those who come here, they receive the happiness, and then through their happiness, they share this happiness with others, and in this way, each one gets so much benefit, so many benefits come. There are many benefits, but because there's not enough time, they're not able to tell everything. They're not able to tell much. But definitely, you have a very big title. What's the title of Madhuban Nivasis? Sukhdev. Sukhdev, the bestowers of happiness. The ones who give happiness and receive happiness. You are the children of the bestower of happiness, and therefore you follow the Father and give happiness and receive happiness. Now you may sit down. So everyone has met Baba now. Children, you come with a lot of preparations. All the wings come with great preparations, Bab Dada knows. But Baba has to see the time also. Therefore, all of you in advance got lots and lots, multi-million times congratulations to you for your intense efforts. Now, for Shivratri, whether it will be for those who come here, or whether they are sitting at home, or at the centers, all those who will listen to the Murli, everyone, all those who will be present on Shivratri, you all must be listening to the Murli. All of you who have come here, out of all of you, how many of you, those who listen to the Murli, those who do not listen to the Murli, they raise their hand. Baba's talking about maybe live, you know, you hear live. So those who don't listen, they don't have the facility for hearing the Murli, they raise their hand. No one. So everyone hears the Murli. They stand up. Those who do not also read the Murli. Anyone who don't read the Murli? Maybe a few. Very few. Never mind. Now, whatever time you still have, you have to listen to the Murli. See, the Father comes from Paramdham to speak the Murli, and Brahma Baba comes from the subtle regions and speaks the Murli. This is why you should never miss the Murli, even once.
Bhaktanaka Vistat Chu
Because if you do so, then you will lose Bap Dada's heart throne, Baba is saying. If you miss the Murli, they should think that we will not be the masters of three thrones, but then even masters of two thrones, you will be not complete if you miss the Murli. Therefore, Murli, Murli, Murli. Because you get directions for every day in the Murli. You get directions for all the four subjects in the Murli. So directions for every day, for the whole day, for every day are there in the Murli. So if somebody misses any Murli, he should make a program of how to receive the Murli, how to hear the Murli. He should do some endeavor. Nowadays in science, everything is possible. This science has been invented for you from the time Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba. From that time onwards, this science has been invented, and therefore use this science, take the maximum benefit of science. So those of you who are in front and wherever you are in any part of the world and are listening to Baba, watching Baba, to all of you, Bap Dada's lots and lots of love and remembrance. Love and remembrance and Namaste.
Got it.